This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather remains pleasant with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, expect temperatures in the mid-20s, perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem sees slightly cooler conditions with a gentle breeze. Down south in Eilut, the sun shines brightly, making it a warm day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran launches decisive retaliation, fires missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan. Tehran claims it downed an American MQ-9 as U.S. strikes hit IRGC targets across southern Iran. Trump threatens a far harsher response if Iran attacks. This report comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, in the heart of Gaza, Shin Bet forces captured Hamas's head of internal security. Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it a bold operation. This development was covered by Israel Hayom 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Israel confirms capturing Hamas internal security chief in Gaza City raid. The Times of Israel reports special forces from Shin Bet nabbed Moeen al-Arabid in a significant operation. Separately, Hamas's worst fear takes shape in Gaza City. This is according to I-24 News from 2 hours ago. And finally, Israel and Greece ink a defense deal to protect against regional threats. This $3.5 billion agreement aims to bolster security. Details were shared by Forward in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared earlier that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, criticizing them as lawlessness and crude bullying. Gideon Sa'ar, an Israeli politician, shared that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News posted that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave due to a new Dutch law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Iran's missile launch towards U.S. bases in Jordan. Ynet reports that Tehran claims to have downed an American MQ-9 drone. This follows U.S. strikes on IRGC targets in southern Iran. Former President Trump has warned of a harsher response if Iran continues its attacks. This escalation could further strain relations in the region, impacting diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Shin Bet's capture of Moeen al-Arabid marks a significant blow to Hamas. As reported by the Times of Israel, this operation was described by Prime Minister Netanyahu as bold. The arrest targets the leadership responsible for consolidating Hamas's control. This development could shift the power dynamics within Gaza, affecting security in the area. And finally, from earlier today, Israel and Greece signed a $3.5 billion defense deal. Forward reports this agreement provides Greece with a multi-layered anti-missile system. It signals strengthened ties and a united front against regional threats. This deal could alter regional defense strategies, enhancing security cooperation. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that defense exports are on their way to becoming a central funding source for the economy. The recent deal with Greece could signal an increase in Israeli defense exports, bolstering foreign currency flow and company revenues. Separately, CTEC notes that Israel's most advanced and complex weapons system, the INS Drakon, is making its way home from Germany. It will join a submarine fleet designed for longer-range operations, enhancing Israel's maritime capabilities. And finally, Globes reports that Amiram Norkin, former Israel Air Force commander, will head Anduril's Israel activity. This appointment marks the entry of a leading defense technology company into the Israeli market, promising growth and innovation in the sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.